Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Fisher's here. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 7 years. He's the author of The Naked Portfolio. He's one of our top thinkers on the Brain Trust in a number of different ways, not only from a financial standpoint, but from a management standpoint. And he's our good friend, Bob Fisher. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's good to be back.
You still teaching those kids, those young minds?
Oh, I'm teaching business owners thinking methodologies, the six thinking hats, lateral thinking, simplicity,
right.
Do all those things.
All that stuff. And he's bringing some of his thoughts with us, his ideas with us, to us today, folks. Hopefully all of us have established goals, however formal we develop them. We write them, some people write them down, some people have them tattooed on their palm, you know, some people they're just in their heads. But most of us, if we've got any kind of ambition, we've set some goals. But today you want to talk about what you call SMART goals. What are those?
Well, it's an acronym, and it stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, time-bound goals.
All right. So those are the letters for SMART. So
yes.
What's this? When you say specific, I know that sounds intuitive, but tell us what you mean.
Well, when we talk about specific, the more that we can make our goal concrete, the better we'll be able to achieve it. So, you know, one thing is to say, "Gee, I want to get in shape."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that's very vague. If we say, I want to lose 25 pounds, I want to, exercise 3 days a week, spending 45 minutes on the treadmill, or I want to reduce my cholesterol from 220 to 180, or whatever, the more you can make your goal very, very specific. And in fact, one of the things that you should be able to do with your goal is to give it to somebody else and ask if it's been achieved. If you say, I want to get in shape, and you ask your friend, am I in shape? Well, he says, hey, compared to what? You know, compared to an Olympic athlete? Probably not. But, you know, if you say, you know, my goal was to lose 25 pounds, I weighed 230, I now weigh 198. He'd say, well, you not only lost the weight, but you exceeded your goal.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in business, you might say, well, I want to grow my business 10%.
Absolutely.
But somebody's got to do a couple of things to do that. Well, first you got to say, are you growing sales or are we growing profits? Number one, you have to be specific about that. Number two, you have to say, okay, obviously, I've got to get more sales. If it's sales, I've got to get more sales. That means more customers. But does that mean more new customers or more business out of our existing customers? Right? You have to be specific about these things.
And that's where you start talking about, you know, is it achievable? I mean, if what do I need to achieve that? You know, if I, you know, my goal is to grow my sales by 10%, well, do I need to make more sales calls on my existing clients? Do I need to get more new customers? Or do I need to hire a advertising firm that will drive customers to me? Now, you know, all those things would require a business owner to make decisions, allocate resources, and, you know, I mean, how am I going to drive my sales by 10%? And, you know, that gets to the achievable and whether you have the resources to do that. If you say, gee, I want to grow my sales by 1,000% next year, you know, if you're an established business, it's probably not going to happen because, you know, you won't have the resources to do that. If you're brand new, then maybe you could. But
another reason to be specific is it might lead you to a smarter goal.
Absolutely.
In other words, you could say, "I want to. You know, I've got a problem. I need to grow. I want to give myself a raise. I need to buy some new equipment, or I want to move my office to a better place, or whatever. And so I need more sales." When what you really should be doing is saying, "I don't need more sales. I need more gross profit."
Correct.
And so that might. And then you say, "Okay, well now." Maybe I'd be better off not getting new customers to get that gross profit. Maybe I just need to do a better job with my existing customers, and maybe I need to raise my prices. So now you've gone from a vague goal of 10% to being specific about where you're going to do your work. Right? That's why being specific is so important.
Yes, and it also goes to the point. You know, maybe you have customers that aren't very profitable for you. You know, maybe, you know, I've seen people reduce the number of people they employ slightly and increase their profits because they were trying to do too much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what I really think it's really important, all this needs to be in the constraints of being time-bound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want to do this someday. I don't want to get in shape someday. I don't want to grow my profits someday. I want to do it next week,
mm-hmm.
next month, next year, you know, and what I need to do also is share these goals with those people that can help me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't share them with people that, you know, can't help you because maybe they'll just sit there and say, hey, you know, don't worry about it. It's, you know, or you're not being realistic.
Right.
If you've been realistic, you'd want the people that can help you, you know, to be your cheerleaders.
So, folks, SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. We're going to spend some more time on these and get a little more into the details of these. After these messages, we're going to take a quick break. Bob, I need your website, please.
Yes, the VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com, VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com.
All right, so check it out. The book is called The Naked Portfolio.
Naked Portfolio Manager.
Manager, that's right. I'm sorry, I left that off. Naked Portfolio Manager by Bob Fisher. And we're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.